The study is being funded by a couple of government agencies. As part of their work, researchers are giving families tools they can use to help reduce the occurrence of asthma attacks. But they're also trying to learn more about what causes those attacks in the first place. So they're monitoring air quality in the homes and the neighborhoods where children with asthma live and play. And depending on what the researchers find, these tests, they say, could prove to be a turning point in the debate over emissions and public health. Previous studies have found that some types of pollution can travel very long distances. For example, scientists have tracked soot and ozone from power plant smokestacks for hundreds of miles. University of Michigan researcher Tim DeVonch says this new study will now try to determine whether those pollutants can affect the health of children downwind. DeVonch is setting up air quality monitoring in Detroit. He says part of that research will be looking for different sizes of soot, or what the researchers call particulate matter. That's because earlier studies have linked smaller particulate matter to respiratory illnesses.
And that's actually helping to dictate which size fractions, why we're looking at different size fractions of particulate matter in the air. We're also looking at ozone. Ozone has in the past been linked to health effects in various high-risk groups.
Advocates are hoping the results of this study will give them more evidence to use in a push for stricter government regulations. Previous studies have already proven to be useful. Data from them have been used to lobby Congress for more restrictions on emissions. One of those studies was commissioned this year by the Clean Air Task Force. It found that soot from power plants led to about 603,000 asthma attacks in 1 year and more than 7,000 emergency room visits. Andy Egregious is with the National Environmental Trust, one of the task force members. He says while soot is a major health problem, it's not even the worst one they're studying.
Ozone has an even more profound effect on asthma attacks. A study found that the ozone from power plants was responsible for approximately 6.2 million asthma attacks and 16,000 asthma-related emergency room visits. So ozone is another major problem that power plants contribute to.
Egregious says those studies can become powerful tools in an effort to strengthen government regulation of air pollution.
There's a lot of consensus on the need to clean up power plants, and you're getting to the finer points of a policy debate here, and we wanted to add this piece of research to illuminate the trade-offs involved, that you really can quantify with a reasonable accuracy how many lives are going to be cut short, how many asthma attacks you can save by cleaning up power plant pollution to particular levels.
Egregious says when you start balancing lives and public health with profit margins and economics, the dynamics of the debate change. Other advocacy groups see the value of the data from the various studies and how they can be used to reduce pollution. Douglas Clegon is the CEO of the American Lung Association of Michigan.
We've been very supportive of the EPA efforts on air pollution. There's clear evidence that particulate matters do make a difference, and so we're looking forward to more stringent regulation that will clean up our air and improve people's health.
So if the Detroit study confirms direct links between soot and ozone pollution and asthma attacks, advocacy groups could use the results to argue for further restrictions on power plants and other sources of the pollutants. And the EPA and the environmental groups that lobby Congress might finally have the direct evidence they need to tighten regulations in spite of the economic costs to the smokestack industries and ultimately consumers. However, Tim DeVonch and his colleagues say right now they're more worried about helping the children they've come to know as they conduct the study. They're concentrating on helping those families manage the disease.
It really is a first step, but we're very hopeful and feel that, yes, we can get through that first line of questions. What are the triggers? And through our intervention, at least begin to assess what are effective ways to help children and families deal with asthma.
But depending on the results, the Detroit findings, along with seven other similar studies in cities across the nation, could have an effect far beyond the neighborhoods being studied. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.